Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Napalm Death frontman Barney Greenway. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all, actually.
Thank you so much for taking the time. The new Napalm Death record, Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism, is out now. And there's always been a social consciousness about Napalm Death. How has your approach to affecting change evolved throughout your career?
I mean, we can only really deal with what's on the plate at the time, you know. So we're always reactive to the world around us, you know, because I think if you don't keep your ideas in the present, then I think the people that show an interest in the band wouldn't connect as much if it was just kind of a generic sort of idea with no sort of relevance to the here and now, you know. So we just deal with what's in front of us, you know, always with the intention to basically speak up for fellow human beings and other sentient beings, you know, where that is, where they are being exploited or suppressed or however you want to put it, really, you know. That's modus operandi, I suppose.
Barney Greenway of Napalm Death with us from their latest record, Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism, Backlash, Just Because. It's Full Metal Jackie, Barney Greenway of Napalm Death with us. We're talking about the new record, Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism. And again, that record is out now. And the new album is an example of how an extreme band can continue to progress beyond categorical limitations. Why is it important for there to be that sort of beacon for like-minded musicians?
Well, I mean, for us, on a sort of singular band level, I suppose, I mean, this is our 16th album now, which I keep having to be reminded because I sort of forget, you know, these things, the stats. But, I mean, so we're just keen not to repeat ourselves, really. I mean, what would be the point after this many albums if we just kind of carbon copy what we've done in the years previous to this? We'd just be not doing ourselves justice and not doing, I think, the people that listen to the band in the main justice either, you know. So yeah, I mean, you know, we just press on, really, and while still maintaining the extremity of the sound, you know, that's one thing we won't do. We'd never polish the edges off it or you know, make it somehow more diluted or sterile. That's definitely not for us.
Barney Greenway of Napalm Death with us again. Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism is out now. Coming up, music from Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, and more with Barney coming up after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Napalm Death frontman Barney Greenway is my guest on the show this week. And Barney, experimental somewhat describes the overall sound of the new album. What do you embrace most about exploring atypical musical ideas?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's always been the case. See, if extremity is the key sort of, is the linchpin of Napalm Death, which it is, then we see extremity as not just one or two things. You know, we see it in a very sort of wide palette of different bands. You know, going back to 1980s even. I mean, some of the bands that certainly I take influence from, or the vocalists, I suppose, would people like Ian Curtis from Joy Division. I mean, maybe some people would think of that band and him and not really think of extremity, but I mean, what they were doing at the time to me was totally that, you know, not necessarily sonically completely harsh and distorted like our sound, but in another way, you know. So it's just that we just take bits and pieces from a big old spectrum, you know, and it keeps us forward looking, you know. It's that's how we do it, I suppose.
Barney Greenway of Napalm Death on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Anthrax, The Sword, and more with Barney. Full Metal Jacket, Napalm Death frontman Barney Greenway is my guest on the show. We're talking about the new record, Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism. Again, that record is out now, and there's no one definitive way to make an album. What was singularly unique about writing and recording Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism?
To be honest, nothing out of the ordinary for Napalm Death. I mean, we've always written in sort of, our writing process goes back to what we were doing when I first joined the band, you know, albeit that we're not using mobile dictaphones these days, you know. So yeah, the process has always been the same, you know. Shane generally will give me the music, and I'll already have ideas, again, you know, based upon what I think needs to be exposed in the world, and then we'll just take it from there, you know. It's just a building process like that, and yeah, it just, to be honest, it's very spontaneous, and it all seems to click into place, and you know, I'll go into the studio with my ideas fairly firm, but then there's always some stuff on the hoof in the studio that you'll do, which gives you that extra vibrancy. So it's an age-old process for us, you know. There's nothing, we're not reinventing the wheel, you know, in amongst ourselves. It's hard for me to microanalyze it a little bit, because it's like riding a bike, you know, you just never forget, I suppose.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Barney Greenway of Napalm Death on the show with us again. Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism is out now. Coming up, we'll be checking out a new tune from Killer Be Killed. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Barney after this. It's Full Metal Jacket, Barney Greenway of Napalm Death on the show with us again. The new record, Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism, is out now. And Barney, there's great uncertainty about the immediate future of live performances. Ideally, how can the health and economic realities coincide as the industry tries to recalibrate?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one. I mean, first and foremost for me is the protection of the vulnerable, you know, because, you know, as a human being, you know, I don't want to sacrifice other human beings for just the sake of, you know, opening things up. I just, you know, much in the same way as the things that Napalm Death generally talks about, you know, it's like we don't sort of walk over people to get to what we need, you know. That's not the way to do things as far as I'm concerned. So, I mean, I know it's not easy. I know, you know, gigging, a lot of bands are missing out. We are too, you know. We are slightly worried about it, but I mean, I'm just quite philosophical about it at the moment. You know, I'm just kind of waiting for things to move forward. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if I'll get to the point where I'm completely desperate myself, but I've made, you know, I've always lived very simply anyway. I've made a few extra adjustments and I'm kind of getting through it okay, you know, but I don't know is the answer. You know, we'll just have to see how it goes. But I mean, obviously, this isn't just exclusive to people in the arts or musicians or however you want to put it. This is for a lot of people, you know. And so we've kind of got to roll with it for a while, you know, and see where it goes. What I would say overall is there needs to be more government assistance, you know, or assistance for everybody, you know, whoever you are and whatever your circumstances are. You know, if governments are supposed to, if they're there for anything at all, which is to try and protect, you know, the people that they sort of serve, then they have to realise this is a unique situation. People should never be allowed to go without food or shelter or anything like that. So.
Barney Greenway with us. Pick up the new Napalm Death record, Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism. Barney, thank you so much. It was really great to catch up with you again. Be safe out there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Music from Anthrax, Machine Head, and more up next.